Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Amir with the US penny stock chart breakers. Bullish situations amongst the stocks generally $5 and under. Starting off with Altimmune, where you can see there's been a massive spike through the old June resistance area around $12. What's that? $12.70, 60-70 area. Currently up at 22.50 plus. Yesterday's high was around the 2080 level, $20.80. And at least while we're above that, looking for further gains, even though we've already seen massive gains to date. Top of that trend channel heading towards $32, that could be hit, I suppose, as soon as the end of this month at the current rate of progress. But the stop loss on technical basis, at least at this stage, back below yesterday's intraday high. So sub 2080 at this point. Obviously, we'll update that if we can get a better handle on where the support might come in. On to Aldeira Therapeutics, which is less dramatic perhaps, but maybe easier to grapple with here. We've got a break of that January resistance line that was around the $4.80 level. Above that, looking for the top of that March rising trend channel, heading as high as $6.10 over the next few weeks. It's good to see that we also, apart from breaking that resistance line, we're above the 200-day moving average at $4.72. And at least while we're above the 200-day line, looking for further gains on this particular situation. Next contender today is one which has been looking like a recovery situation. We have the higher lows for May and June and going into July earlier before the spike or the gap to the upside today. The view here is that former neckline resistance around the $1.85 level should hopefully come in as new support. While we have no end of day close back below that old neckline, then we could retest the best levels of the day towards $2.60, which is also the top of that rising March trend channel and also just above the 200-day moving average at $2.55. Next stock is one which is not quite in the most sort of dramatic of movers at the moment, but still looking quite exciting for penny stock traders. CleanSpark has broken up above its neckline resistance. I suppose that's been in place since early May. The last peak there around $3.60, and above that on an end-of-day close basis, and we could still see further gains towards the top of that rising February trend channel at $5.32. I suppose the deal breaker at the moment, ideally we hold above that 360, but the deal breaker would be if we fell back below the bottom of the gap there, currently around $3.20, and also at the level of that May resistance line through which the shares gapped up today. So slightly fiddly, but still potentially some upside there while we hold the 360 area in the first instance. Another stock which is worth keeping an eye on from a bullish tack, just because it looks as though it's just starting, is CVD equipment. Here we've broken that line of resistance from February. That's around the $3.25 level, and while we hold above that, looking for further upside, at least a retest of June resistance through $3.70. Best case scenario here would be the top of the rising March trend channel, currently pointing with its resistance line projection as high as $4.50. I suppose at this stage, only back below that 50-day line, so sub 320, sub 310, I suppose, giving it a bit of wiggle room would really kill off the idea of a break to the upside for CVD. Another situation which is giving the bulls a good run for their money at the moment is Exfo. Another gap as well, gap through the resistance there from early June, which is always a positive in terms of showing the strength of the bullish argument. So 340, 335, 340, the zone there. While we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking for a top of February price channel target as high as 450, perhaps as soon as the end of this month. End of day close above the 200-day moving average would add a bit of extra spice to the overall bullish picture for this situation. Next contender is one that is looking encouraging, let's say, just because we've broken that line of resistance from January. The line in question also level with the 200-day moving average at $3.60, so above $3.60 on an end-of-day close basis, and we're looking towards that January resistance line projection currently pointing at $5.44. Stop loss at the moment, back below, I suppose, 340, which is the May uptrend line on the daily chart. If you are keen to give this some space, then maybe you'd use the 50-day line around the $3.10 level. But it looks like really 340, 350 is enough in terms of money management on this particular situation. Perhaps one of the better stocks of the moment, as far as the penny stock area is concerned, is Mogu. This is because we basically hit the target. We hit the target that we were looking for at the December resistance line projection and retested it, in fact. End of day close above $6, though, could give us a bonus. That would be a move up towards the old September resistance line projection, currently heading as high as $9. But that would strictly be the most positive scenario that we can get at the moment. In either case, we have to hold at least 470 to 480 as a stop loss area in order for further upside to be seen, whether either at $6 plus or up to $9. The first stock of the day was a pretty solid one, and the last one of the day, probably the most encouraging one of the new situations, MoneyGram International. Here you can see that shares just breaking through that line of resistance from June. End of day close through the $3.10 level would be the confirmation of a potential move to the upside, hitting the top of that February trend channel at $5, hopefully by the end of the month or into the middle of August. Stop loss here back at the 50-day moving average, currently at $2.72. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.